I'm Elizabeth Crook, and I grew up in San Marcos. Often when I'm on the streets of San Marcos, I have a similar feeling that a piece of my past is lurking off to the side, just out of my field of vision. I can stand on the courthouse lawn in the center of town, and any direction offers a snapshot to a different era of my life. There's the old Holiday Theater, now Gordo's Bar and Grill, where I watched 101 Dalmatians with my sixth grade boyfriend, and the building that used to be J.C. Penney's, where I took dance lessons up on the second floor. There's the bank turned into a restaurant where I was an extra in The Getaway, huddling with my mother and sister on the floor at gunpoint while Steve McQueen and his buddies robbed the place. Sometimes in San Marcos, I have the eerie feeling of being back there in the past again, but usually what I perceive is simply being there now, and I feel nostalgic for what's missing, which isn't only the old bus station or the lot where horses used to be. It's me. It's who I was then. The only place where I can actually step through doorways into the past and look around and remember clearly is our old house. This room we always called the honey room growing up, I think because we used to just eat toast and honey out here. I don't remember exactly where that name came from, but it's pretty much the same as it was all those years. Instead of this door, there was a window, because I think before we bought the house, this must have been an outdoor area that had been closed in. The house was built in 1908, and we bought it in the early 60s, and so, you know, it had been around a while, and things had happened to it, but there was a window here, and so I remember we used to stage a lot of plays for my parents. They would sit in the library, and we would put on these little plays from out here, because it was like a window looking out into a separate room. It stands on a sloping acre of the Balcones fault line. The yard, as well as the house, has changed over the years. What was a stretch of grass now has hedgerows and patios, a flower garden, a fish pond blessed by a mossy old statue of St. Francis feeding the birds. The pond sometimes has fish and sometimes doesn't, depending on whether raccoons have raided. Pecan and oak trees have grown taller and wider. By far the most alluring structure of the property for children was an old carriage house we called the barn. It had horse stalls and feed storage rooms and a hayloft upstairs with chutes down to the stalls and two large plank windows we could shove open to look out over the yard. There was a grain bin with doors that opened like laundry hampers. It was unattached from the wall, and once when my sister and cousin and I climbed into the compartments and poked our heads out simultaneously, the shift in weight toppled the whole piece over and we were nearly decapitated. We pulled our heads in like turtles before the doors hit the ground. And this room is the study. You know, it's funny. This room always feels a little cold and closed off to me, and we didn't ever spend that much time here. The only thing that we did a lot of was there's a safe in there. Nothing was ever used, you know, put in it except these trolls. I had a troll house in here that had a bunch of trolls, and oh my gosh. They're still there.
But at every painful juncture in my life, I have headed for that house. Divorce, miscarriages, every failure, I have packed up and gone home. But it's the smaller memories that confront me at unexpected moments. I now watch my children and nieces and nephews empty their Christmas stockings on the same stairs where my brother and sister and I emptied ours. There's talk sometimes that some of us, during these family gatherings, might like to branch out into hotel rooms, but none of us ever has. We inflate air mattresses in the study. Sometimes there's mild disgruntlement about who should get which rooms, but never enough for any of us to clear out.